This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There appears to be a chance that when the Senate tries President Trump on a charge of inciting an insurrection, the top Republican in the Senate will vote to convict him. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is telling colleagues he hasn't made up his mind about how he'll vote. McConnell is the most influential Republican in Washington. The trial likely won't begin until at least around January 20th. That's the day Joe Biden will be sworn in as the new president. The House impeached President Trump after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
10 Republicans voting with Democrats to hold the president accountable just a week before he leaves office, arguing he could not be trusted to govern a minute longer. But other GOP members like Tom McClintock said it was pointless.
I cannot think of a more petty, vindictive, and gratuitous act.
In a video released after the vote, the president, for the first time, condemned the violence.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for.
He made no reference to being impeached. Sagar Magani, Washington.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking you not to visit D.C. for President-elect Biden's inauguration on January 20th, given the security threat from violent Trump supporters, say the FBI, and the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor Bowser.
We have asked Americans not to come to the Washington, D.C. event, but instead to participate virtually. And we know that is the right choice and the best way to keep everyone safe.
The coronavirus has killed almost 385,000 people in this country. This evening, President-elect Biden unveils his plan to fight the virus. Speedy vaccine delivery is one focus. This is AP News. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more on President-elect Biden's virus plan.
Biden's plan focuses on a mass vaccination campaign and closer coordination among all levels of government. His goal is to put the country on a path to recovery by the end of his first 100 days in office. Biden wants Americans to overcome their sense of pandemic fatigue and recommit to wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and avoiding indoor gatherings. He also wants to deliver more vaccine and work closely with states and local communities to vaccinate more Americans. Mike Hemp in Washington.
More and more restaurants in states across the country are reopening in defiance of strict COVID-19 rules that have shut down indoor dining. One restaurant owner in Oregon says, "We're not going to back down because our employees still need to eat and they still need that income." I'm Rita Foley, AP News.